Revenge of Innocence by Nancy Taylor Rosenberg. To Michaela Hamilton, and in memory of Hyman Rosenberg. Chapter 1. Death showed up amidst the smoke and flying embers. She was sitting on the front steps of Ventura High when she saw his car. He would wait for her on a side street. If she made him wait too long, he would beat her. Today, he would wait.
"They announced on TV that the schools were going to be closed," Chloe said, a short girl with brown hair and freckled skin. "I can't believe my stupid mother didn't tell me. I could have slept late. Now that we're here, want to do something?"
"I can't," she said, raising her eyes and then lowering them.
"I have an appointment."
What would she look like in her coffin? Would they leave it open or closed? How many people would show up? The only thing that bothered her was not being able to control what they did to her after she died. It would be over, though, and over was enough.
"What kind of appointment?"
"I don't remember."
"What do you mean you don't remember?" Chloe said. "Is it a doctor, a shrink, a dentist? Do you at least know when you're supposed to be there? If your appointment is this morning, we might still be able to do something this afternoon."
"I have an essay to finish."
"So what? Let's have some fun today. You're too uptight about everything."
"I should have graduated last year, Chloe. I'm 18 and I'm still in high school. How do you think that makes me feel?" Chloe reached over and touched her arm. "Hey."